Give your attention now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the sixth Sunday of Easter. We're again looking at the New Testament book of the Acts of the Apostles. Today we have the account of the Apostle Paul along with Barnabas in a town called Lystra, where it seems they have a little bit of misunderstanding about what Paul and Barnabas are teaching. We're told in Lystra there was a man who was sitting down because he had no strength in his feet. He had never walked because he was lame from birth. When he was listening to Paul as he was speaking, Paul looked at him closely and saw that he had faith so that he could be healed. Paul said in a loud voice, "Stand up on your feet." And the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the main speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and garlands to the city gates because he wanted to offer sacrifices along with the crowds. But when the apostles Paul and Barnabas heard about this, they tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing these things? We too are men with the same nature as you. We are preaching the good news to you so that you may turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made the earth, the heavens, and the sea, and everything in them. In past generations, he allowed all nations to go their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without testimony of the good he does. He gives you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He fills you with food and fills your hearts with gladness." Even though they said these things, they had a hard time stopping the crowds from sacrificing to them. This is the word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 65. Open your hymnal to page 65 for the psalm this morning. Psalm 65. Second lesson this morning serves also as the sermon text for today, Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 14, and then also verses 22 and 23. John says, "He carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It has the glory of God. Its radiance is similar to a very precious stone, like crystal clear jasper. It has a large, high wall. It has 12 gates. 12 angels are at the gates, and 12 names are engraved on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 3 gates are on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The city's wall also has 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the Lamb's 12 apostles. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because the glory of God has given it light, and the Lamb is its lamp." The word of the Lord. Our gospel acclamation today, page 161. Let us arise then to honor the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. We'll start there at verse 23. This is where Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples and tells them that even though he is going away, he will give them a very precious gift. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will hold on to my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The one who does not love me does not hold on to my words. The word that you are hearing is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have told you these things while staying with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. We will confess our faith now using the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's on page 163. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Our sermon hymn is 713 in the hymnal.